Welcome to 7-Minute Prayers, a production of maninthepew.com. I'm your host, Phil Mershon, and it's my joy to lead you into prayer today. This is episode 15 of the 90-Day Gratitude Challenge, a journey toward greater gratefulness in our lives. You can get more details at maninthepew.com/gratitude90. That's gratitude 90. Today, we're exploring the habits of highly grateful Christians. I wonder, do you struggle to be grateful? Well, join the club. Most of us need to cultivate the habit of gratefulness. The Greater Good Science Center, part of UC Berkeley, commissioned the Expanding Gratitude Project, and they funded 27 different projects to understand the power of gratitude. One of the researchers penned some of his results as an article called Six Habits of Highly Grateful People. I liked his title a lot, but I decided to see what habits I would notice in studying the scriptures. So today I want to study two highly grateful believers and see what habits that they share that we can learn from. First, let's look at David. David led Israel as a warrior poet. He killed his tens of thousands, but he also wrote half the book of Psalms. Many of David's songs center around the theme of thanksgiving, so much so that I think it would be right to call him a grateful king. So what habits can we learn from King David? Here's three. First, remember your story. Before David became king, he served as a shepherd. This experience proved invaluable in defeating Goliath, and he really did remain humble most of the time, except perhaps around the time of his sin with Bathsheba. He knew that he wasn't Samuel's obvious choice, and this kept him thankful that God chose him. In fact, in 2 Samuel 7, he prayed, "Who am I, O Sovereign Lord, and what is my family, that you have brought me this far?" So what's the habit we can learn? Grateful people remember where we came from and the people who helped us become who we are. The second habit that we can learn from David is to give thanks in advance. In Psalm 40, David remembered how God rescued him from what seemed like impossible circumstances. And then in Psalm 54, based on those memories, David promises in advance to offer thanksgiving when God eventually answers his prayers. So here's the habit we can learn. Rooted in God's past faithfulness, grateful people promise to give thanks to God in advance because we know he will answer. The third thing we can learn from David is to give thanks in community. In Psalm 22, David wrote, "I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. I will praise you among your assembled people." There's something powerful that happens when we express our gratitude toward others, whether God or people, in the context of community. The other person may benefit from the power of our words, but the whole community benefits as we celebrate together the stories of abundance, grace, and thanks. So when we communicate thankfulness, we also receive encouragement and blessing. What's the habit? Grateful people share their words and expression of gratitude with others in the context of community. Well, let's look at another grateful saint in the Bible, and that would be Paul. I would call him the grateful apostle. In fact, in an article I published for Call to Worship, I noticed that you could call Paul the apostle of thanksgiving. Because look at how often he gives thanks in his writings. He incessantly gives thanks in 1 Thessalonians 2. He gives thanks for the saints. He gives thanks for liberty and providence and victory. He teaches us to give thanks in everything and for all things. So here are two more habits that we can learn from the grateful apostle Paul. Number four, timing is everything. Paul understood that God holds all things together and that everything we have comes from God. So he constantly gave thanks and stopped often to give thanks. Back on day six of the gratitude challenge, we looked at seven different times to be thankful. Paul is a leader in this. And what's the habit we learn? Grateful people constantly give thanks. Another habit we learn from Paul is to start everything off by being thankful. You notice how in Paul's letters that he starts with prayers of thanks to God and words of praise and thanks for all the people to whom he writes? He does this even when he intends to rebuke the readers. Just for example, look at 1 Corinthians. Paul starts off by saying, I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given to you in Christ Jesus. And then he spends quite a few words listing reasons why he is thankful. But then, later in the book, the hammer drops. He rebukes them for allowing sin to run rampant in their midst, for allowing lax worship practices, and many other harsh words. But he has set the pastoral tone by starting with words of praise and thanks. Then he also ends with a prayer of blessing and an affirmation of his love. You know, good parents and bosses are taught to deliver discipline or hard news by surrounding it with words of praise and thanks. This ensures that the listener is not completely destroyed by our words. But I think it also does something for the message bearer. When we do that, we will demonstrate more empathy if we can see positive and negative in the other person. So what's the habit we learn from Paul here? Grateful people start and end most of their conversations with words of thanks and praise. So here's my challenge. Select one of these habits that you need to work on, and in your journal, write down the benefits you could envision coming from adopting this habit. Then write down the consequences if you don't change. This is an important practice. Finally, write down one thing, just one, that you can do today and for the next 7 days to start cultivating this habit. And if possible, tell someone or your thankful trio about the commitment that you are making. Let's pray. Lord, there's so much to be thankful for each and every day, and forgive me that I don't notice. Help me to start my day and each conversation with gratitude, and may my words not be empty, but full of deep appreciation. Thank you for blessing me with so many good things. I know you are not stingy, but you love to give good gifts. So Lord, I vow to thank you for each time you bless me and answer my prayers. More than all, I thank you for the gift of your Son and the ways that you express your love for me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.